Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Susan, come here and stay for this segment. My name is Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan. Susan K. Jones is here. You're off to get a sweater, right?
Well, I'm cold. I didn't wear enough warm clothes today.
Well, that's where we're going. That's where we're going. Not your clothes.
No.
Because you're wearing a Timberwolves, kind of an old school Timberwolves top.
Yep. And some running pants. Which I don't run in.
Who are these inexplicable goofballs who prefer today to a hot day in summer? What in the hell is wrong with these people?
No.
I'll no, take
a
that's
hot day
correct.
In summer any
that,
that
day. That is correct. What is wrong with you? Let's just make that the opening topic, Dave. That's fine. What is wrong with you, and how, for the love of God, can we help you? Is there a child held hostage? Is it a cry for help? How can one human being say, you know what I would like, and I know it's going to get warmer, but let's just go when it was feels like 20 below.
Yeah.
Because that's what it was when Vanita was on or even Steve was on. So my option is... feels like 20 below or feels like 93. Who is taking 20 below?
Do you know, as people have said, they like
wait
this?
For the text. Layer.
Wow.
I'll put on layers.
Was that the story?
I'll put on 18,000 layers. I'll be okay. Why don't you move? Save that text. You're getting blocked, okay?
You're getting blocked.
Because it's such a boring, why don't you move? I'm not moving.
I'm not going to move. I like Minnesota. I just don't like this.
I leave for 2 months because of this.
There you go. Yeah. And you're lucky. You should be very grateful.
I never, ever, ever, ever take that for granted that my boss trusts me enough that I put in the work, pay attention, and get the opportunity to get out of this godforsaken hellhole for 2 months. Is that what, Dave, when you want to describe that as a God, when you see the podcast, godforsaken hellhole.
Sounding like the president right now.
Yeah.
Calm down.
He hates Minnesota.
Yeah, we can't even leave our, I mean, the way Trump has portrayed it, like we can't leave the basement.
I know.
We're all in a bomb shelter.
And then he's like, there's 100, he goes, there's 1,000 lakes. I don't know. There's a lot of lakes.
I saw Emmer.
Oh, yeah,
my guy from the ground screw 40-some years ago saying 80% of the crimes in Minnesota committed by the Smalleys.
I don't believe that.
Don't think. How about don't think about it for a second? It's not even close to the truth. But he was on some network that was just... Listen, do we have an issue on feeding our future?
Yes.
And the fraud, and that's why we've had... Damathon over and over again. Kristen Robbins on. Palenti.
Everybody.
Direct questions from Ellison. Andy Luger yesterday.
Yes.
Andy Luger. Double figures Andy Luger on this show. Joe Thompson multiple times on this show.
Yeah.
But let's get back to the cold.
Okay.
Let's go.
We digress.
What is, seriously, I need you to call me 651-461-9226. I need you to call me and tell me. And I prefer if you would lay on your couch, how I can help you from extracting this awful opinion from your cranium, Yeah.
Cranium.
Or whatever I said.
You got it.
Yeah.
The cranium.
Uh huh. I added like an extra N there. See, I'm cold. I was outside in this crap.
Your lips are frozen.
Mm. Yeah. Lips are okay. Why do you like this? Why is this better? Here's summer. I wear a t-shirt. I wear shorts. I walk around. I take a bike ride. You know when I see everybody? You know what they have? Big smile on their face. Mm. Big smile. How are you, neighbor? You know, that's what it is. You know what it is? In winter, you got...
You don't even see people.
You got the winter coat on from your grandfather. You got the hood pulled up. And you got the angry look on the face. Get out of my way, neighbor. That's the difference.
You don't even look. You're just down to get to your next location.
You're doing the shuffle, just praying you don't slip on the ice.
Oh, and I almost fell last night. Oh,
there's a shot.
Oh, wow, that couldn't happen.
That's second
time. Ice or dog poop? Which
that
one?
Doesn't exactly help us with our argument, Susie.
Oh, sorry.
Because you fall when it's 77 degrees.
That's
fine.
That
perfect
too.
Outside.
But it is kind of a miserable time of the year. And I'm disappointed.
And in these people, aren't you? You're disappointed in these people who think this.
No, I'm disappointed in Mother Nature because I feel like I could handle winter if it was 30 to 40 degrees the whole time.
Coldest it should be here, 55.
No, I mean, I can handle it. I'm
55.
I'm not kidding. I know you.
Go ahead and move. Yeah. I'm not moving.
But when it's
at least for now.
December... And it's below zero. I don't like that.
The whole point is if you get too much winter in November and you get too much winter in March, it is debilitating. If it's just December, January, and February, and then it gets dark, you know, right now it's dark at 10:30 AM. It's dark at 10:30 AM. We're like Alaska. You know, I mean again, you know what it's like in summer? 9:40, I'm out there and I'm going for a bike ride in USC. Fun, happy people. Hey, neighbor, how can I help you?
Hey, neighbor.
Now it's, I'll cut you, unless you give me those gloves. That's about what it's like, right?
I don't think you need to say the word about. That is what it's like.
It's gnarly out there.
If you can see their face around their scarf and all the other stuff pulled up, it's an angry face. But even just the eyes, you can see it.
Angry eyes. That's a winter.
Angry, and you know what? Sometimes it's just beaten down eyes.
Yeah.
It's just like you're tired. You know, I wore a jacket today and a hat and mittens, and I was cold.
I mean, amazing. I mean, are you bragging about this?
No, I'm saying I was still cold.
I called my sister. You were still bundled up when you were walking through the halls here with
I
all the gear.
I said to my sister, I don't think I put
You didn't a bring a sweater, though.
No, I just have this thing. It's too light. I'm going to go to Target and get a sweater.
Is that okay? Did you wear that to work, or did you get this here?
No, I wore this.
Okay,
I chose.
It's a nice Timberwolf. That looks
good.
Yeah,
if it was 35 degrees, this would be a very appropriate last day of the week for me outfit because you know I don't work Friday and Saturday.
I've considered this and I've reached this conclusion.
Mm.
The people who prefer a feels like 20 below day versus 90. I want you to leave.
You and Trump kicking people out.
Yep. I'm not talking about the Somalis. I'm talking about you winter frauds. Get out of here.
Okay.
Go to Antarctica. Go to Siberia. It'll be like every day. Wear your layers.
Exactly.
Right?
Get the snowshoes. Enjoy it.
Hit the road, Jack. Get out of here. We want to be miserable on these days, right? We don't want, oh, it's so nice outside.
Yeah, we like to grumble.
Yeah.
I like to grumble.
All right. Go get a new sweater.
Okay, I will.
Should we see what people have to say?
I love that.
Yeah.
And you have to defend yourself. If you are truly a connoisseur of winter and cold winter days.
I prefer your packing in the background, too, while you're talking to us. Because I've declared you don't belong in the state.
So people who love winter and love the freezing cold.
No, no, no. Let's be clear. Who would rather have 20 below to 93. Get out of here.
I want to see what kind of tax you get.
Get out of here.
I don't know. It could, go ahead.
You know what those folks defend it? They better be texting from Tempe, Arizona. Because they're, no, they won't. They won't go there. Too hot. It'll be too hot there.
Jeez, you are.
Siberia. Get to Siberia. Somali, stay. Siberia lovers, out of here. 651-461-9226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We will be getting to National Cookie Day.
We got cookie talk?
We will have that because one of the greatest tragedies on the planet, one of the greatest disappointments on the planet is something you've laid out many, many times. So I will defer to you before we get to folks who I assume are just agreeing with me on the fact that this scenario where it's 20 bleeping below or 93, and all of us should prefer 93. What is one of the great tragedies on the planet? And we never can run from this.
Well, it's not only that it exists, but it's that the thought ever came to somebody to create the oatmeal raisin cookie. And it is the cookie that is not only poor in taste, but it's a trickster.
That's it.
It's a trickster. You see it from across the room.
It's garbage because this show is in favor of foods that succeed.
That's right.
A failed grape should go to the garbage.
Now that's where we disagree. Raisins on their own are delightful, but throw them in a cookie with oatmeal,
not.
You've got a huge problem, and put them across the room on a nice cookie tray, and people from 10 feet away say, ooh, a little chocolate chip cookie.
What was that? What did they say?
Ooh, a little chocolate chip cookie. Ooh, I could use that. Step over, pick one up without even caring.
Now you're engaging in conversation because
exactly.
Joy is about to happen.
You've got a smile just curling up across the across your lips, curling up your face, knowing what's about to pass those lips. And then you take that first
bite. What happens?
And you realize you've been hoodwinked by big oatmeal raisin once again.
You talk about fraud in this state.
Just disgusting.
I mean, you talk about feeding our future. Housing stabilization, the autism centers.
You can't feed the future with these.
No.
The future will spit those right out.
Oatmeal raisin lovers. You're out, too. Okay, we're just going through the list of people who are out of the state. Somali, stay. We're going to be the opposite of Donald Trump. Criminals, no. You're out.
What if Somalis are in favor, any of the Somali community is in favor of a day like this or the oatmeal raisin?
They're out. They're out. Other categories that should eliminate people from the state. Do you have one? Because right now we've eliminated. If you prefer 20 below versus 93, you're out.
Anyone who goes to a ball game with the intention of starting the wave.
Out.
You're out.
Right now, it's going to be tough to start the wave at Target Field.
Small wave.
Hey, you! Couple sections over! Do you want to do this?
One! Two! Three! You can't hear me?
Exactly. It might be a little bit tough. All right. Also, along with admitting that I'm right, you'll feel better that 93 with humidity is better than this.
103 with humidity is better.
It's better than this. It just is. Because you can do things outside. When it's 20 below, and I know it's better now. It's like 7, okay? Oh, goody. 7. Oh, grab the Speedo. This is garbage. The other one is beautiful. If you want to give us another category of why people should leave if they like this particular thing, go ahead. We'll consider those. How soon do these people have a chance to leave the state?
I think you probably have the weekend.
Weekend, yep.
Yeah. Be out of here by Sunday would be preferable.
Yeah, by Monday, December 8th, you no longer live here.
That's fair.
Siberia, Antarctica.
North Pole.
North Pole. Help out Santa. Don't belittle Rudolph. That bozo's, whatever he's doing in Austria, he hates Rudolph. What does that say about
Mr. Christmas, Mark?
Mr. Christmas, you know. Mr. Christmas. Let's enjoy the Christmas trip with Colette. Meanwhile, I hate Rudolph because I wanted the bullies to win. That's where he stands. Where do the oatmeal raisin lovers go? Guantanamo?
Ooh, I don't know if there's a place that's nice enough.
Deserted island. Filled with
deserted,
oatmeal raisin.
I like that. That's a good pun.
You like that?
Yeah.
Filled with oatmeal raisin cookies. Yeah. So there, you're fine.
That's fine.
You're fine. Joe has called in, I'm assuming, because Joe's a patriot. He agrees with me. Joe, thank you for agreeing with me and preferring the warm summer days. Thank you.
Chad, I'm with you with oatmeal raisin, bud. Those should be outlawed 100%.
Gross.
That's just... Yeah.
Communism at its
yeah.
Socialism.
Here's where it ends, though, big boy.
What?
I know you're a big, tough, raw-hide Minnesotan guy. I'm sorry.
What was the second?
5 minutes, you run out of your nice air-conditioned and heated, beautiful office.
Hold on a second. Wow. What a la-di-da place. We have air conditioning and we have heat in a building.
Well, okay. See, when you actually work for a living, like some of us do, the problem is when it's 100 and the humidity is at 98, I can't do my job in a Speedo, big boy. I can't.
Yeah.
The public looks at you weird. No. No.
When's the last time you tried, Joe?
No, because my wife said that's not happening. No. But seriously, though. No. You can't handle the heat, man. It's horrible to work in it all day. If it's 20 below.
How do you think it is at 20 below? That's terrible.
And do my thing. It's not. You put a heavy jacket.
It's not. Stop. Were you concussed earlier today? I mean, come on. It's awful.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you have to run out to your car at lunchtime and, you're going to die. Oh, give me a break. When it's 100, you're screwed, dude. There's nothing you can do but sweat your guts out all day long.
Better than freezing.
No, it's not, because you don't freeze, because you bundle up for it. I can't walk around naked when it's 100 degrees out. It's hot. It's
shorts.
Hot, but cold, you can at least bundle
shorts,
up.
Shorts, T-shirt,
you
you're fine.
Wear shorts. I got to wear jack boots and freaking blue jeans, and you got to, a hard hat, that's nice. Big plastic bucket on your head, that doesn't hold the heat in. No. You got sweat running in your eyes. You got chafing going down there in your special
Gold
area.
Bond, baby. I mean, Gold Bond is... Trust me.
Greatest thing ever made. Trust me. You should do a... I should do a commercial about Gold Bond. You don't need that so much. But exactly. I'm just saying, like I said, come on. For a guy to sit in the air conditioning.
Oh, no. Office, we're going back to the air conditioning.
Yeah. Well, come on. I mean,
Joe, are you telling me no air conditioning at your place where you live? No air conditioning?
In my house, not outside when I'm working. You're right. That's why I can hang meat in my house in the summertime. I set my air conditioning at 65. Right.
Preparing for what it's like when you're working outside with do you wear the hard hat?
Exactly.
Do you wear the hard hat at home, too?
No. No, I take it off as soon as I can. I hate those friggin' brain buckets. But the problem is, when it's so freaking hot out, it's worse. It's horrible. Dude, you hung out in Tempe, Arizona. I did a job out there in June.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, that's great. No, honestly, it's better out there at 115 than it is here at 100.
Well, that's true. Joe, good stuff as always. I got to get to a lot of stuff. You're very funny. Keep calling.
All right, see ya.
Minus 20 for a few days to get a good ice in the lake. Sure, 90 can suck it if humid.
Wow.
So we had somebody text in and likes the show, likes listening, but says, my 4-year-old granddaughter is in the car, and please watch your language. And I said, not once but twice, I hope you keep listening. But, and I mean this sincerely, but this is an adult show. It is. We will cover topics, maybe words that, if it's a 4-year-old, and I hope your 4-year-old is healthy and great and adorable, and I hope you get all sorts of time. But sometimes our show is not perfect for a four-year-old. Is that fair?
Yes, that's fair.
And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to exclude anybody. I'm just
not just the words, but as you mentioned, in some of the topics that are discussed, some very serious news topics.
Anyone who expects a championship team, they should leave.
What about the Frost? Come on.
Take your $50,000 ice castle, ice shack, and drag it to Alaska. No, not Siberia. Deport them all to Mar-a-Lago. No, it's too hot from down at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, that won't work out.
Because they love the 30 below.
Yeah, we're sending them somewhere where they can be happy.
Yes. We all know people aren't here for the weather. It must be the welfare, .. Tater tot casserole lovers, it's garbage. Stop lying to yourself. Very brave of me. Oh, that's so true.
Better than green bean casserole.
Let's add this to the category. Pretty much any casserole in this state, if you love it, get out of here. Because they're not any good. The hot dish casserole.
Blech. You're evicting the entire hot dish community right now?
Right now.
That's a big community.
That's a big community, and I'm willing to stand up to the casserole, to big casserole.
It means you're tossing our senior senator out, too.
Gots to go.
Yep. Hasn't Dean won the casserole contest, hot dish contest, a time or two?
How often is he here? Let's just be honest. If you're going on TV and you have so much gloss, we can't even recognize you. On the screen. Got to go. Gotta get out of here. Chad, I'm all with you. I hate this state. December to March, so depressing. Thank you. That's a patriot. The sweater economy is kept afloat because of the cold, and Susie's the world. Yeah. How about that 1977 sweater she was wearing yesterday?
Oh, that's right.
The trick is to find the happy medium with the thermostat when others are in menopause. The thermostat battle can be a big battle at home with the significant other, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Are you guys okay in that area?
Yes, we're okay. The problem is sometimes with the kids who don't quite understand. For instance, in the summer, they would turn it down to like 58, or in the winter, hit the buttons to go up to 85. Then you realize, what is going on in here?
Yeah,
why is it 80 in the house right now?
It's such a weird thing when people, because I've had folks in my life, too, who do that. Like, they come home, and it's, like you said, maybe it's 66 in the house. And then they turn the heat up to 80, assuming if it's at 80, it's just going to get warmer much faster.
Sure.
No, it's just not going to stop. Those people.
Out of the state.
Get out of here. Keep them coming. Much more serious topic when we come back. Loneliness, and the issue it is for so many people, and the numbers aren't good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people.
and off we go. This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.